This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Grameen Bharat Mahotsav 2025 in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. Our correspondent reports that the Mahotsav aims to enhance rural infrastructure, create self-reliant economies, and foster innovation within rural communities. The theme of the six-day Mahotsav is Building a Resilient Rural India for a Vikasit Bharat 2047. A significant focus of the Mahotsav is to empower rural women through entrepreneurship. The objective of this event includes promoting economic stability and financial security among rural populations, with a special focus on Northeast India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Foreign Minister of Maldives Dr. Abdullah Khalil held bilateral discussions in New Delhi yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar reaffirmed the importance India attaches to its bilateral ties with the island nation and assured continued support to Maldives under India's Neighbourhood First policy and Vision Sagar. They took stock of progress made on the understandings reached during the state visit of President of Maldives, Dr. Mohamed Muizu, to India in October last year and followed up on issues that need further focus from both sides. Both countries' sides signed a Memorandum of Understanding for implementation of high-impact community development projects under Phase 3 in Maldives through grant assistance by India. India and Iran reviewed the entire spectrum of bilateral relationship, including Chabahar Port, agricultural cooperation, trade and economic issues, as well as cultural and people-to-people ties. The 19th India-Iran Foreign Office consultations were held in New Delhi yesterday. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri and Deputy Foreign Minister of Iran, Majid Takht Ravanchi, co-chaired the meeting. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that the discussions also covered current regional and global developments, including situation in Afghanistan, West Asia and the South Caucasus. Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that his ministry is determined to make the villages poverty-free this year. Mr. Chauhan said this during a review meeting on various schemes of the ministry with the Rural Development Minister of all states and union territories in New Delhi yesterday. The minister highlighted the role of villages in nation-building, which will make India an ideal nation for the world. Union Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh will attend the 40th Foundation Day celebration of the Department of Scientific and Industrial Research, DSIR, in New Delhi today. A key highlight of the celebration will be the technology transfer between CSIR and Laghu Udyog Bharati. The celebration aims to honour the role of the department in advancing industrial research and innovation through various programmes. Severe cold wave conditions and dense fog have disrupted normal life in various parts of northern India. A dense fog blanketed the region in the early hours today, reducing visibility to zero in several areas. Road traffic in Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and Haryana moved at a snail's pace as commuters struggled to navigate through the thick fog cover. Flight operations were also affected at the Delhi airport in the early morning due to thick fog. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that dense fog and cold day conditions are likely to continue over parts of northwest and central India during the next 2 days and improve thereafter. The IMD has also forecast heavy rain and snowfall over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan and Muzaffarabad. In cricket, Australia were 58 for 4 in their first innings against India on day 2 of the decisive fifth and final test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Sydney when reports last came in. The hosts resumed their play at the overnight score of 9 for 1. On the opening day yesterday, the visitors were bundled out for mere 185 runs in their first innings as Team India's batting order collapsed. In the Indian Super League, ISL football, the match between Mohammedan Sporting Club and North East United FC ended in a goalless draw in Guwahati last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.